Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Everyone knows that managing our time is important, and also that it's gotten increasingly difficult during COVID. And while we may think that the perfect app or planner will solve our problems, the solution may lie in the way we think about time. So how do we get better at time management? When we have questions like this, we turn to Dr. Gail Saltz. Dr. Saltz is a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and a best-selling author. And she's host of the new show on the Seneca Women Podcast Network called How Can I Help with Dr. Gail Saltz. In her latest episode, she takes questions about setting personal boundaries and managing time. Here's what she had to say.
Time management is an executive function of the brain, something some of us are better at than others. This is just a matter of hardwiring of the brain. And it's important to understand that even though this may not be your strength, it is something that a person can work on. The internal sense of how long something will take us to do and the sense of how fast time is moving are important executive function skills of the brain that help you to decide how many tasks to agree to based on the time allotted. Another factor in taking on too much is, frankly, your self-view of what you're capable of, your drive, like your ambition, and your guilt and difficulty in saying no. It's really helpful to figure out the nature of your difficulty. If the problem is your ability to estimate fairly accurately how long tasks take and how much time you actually have, for example, if you find you're a person that is often late to things, not on purpose, but just end up being late. If you're chronically struggling to follow directions that specify time, then this may not be a strength for you vis-a-vis your executive function abilities. In cases like that, it's really useful to create an outside structure of schedules and time rather than doing it in your head. Most people choose to do it in their head because it seems like actually it's saving time and it's more pleasant than making out an actual schedule. But if you make yourself a deeply inclusive and written out schedule, then before you accept a task, do a thorough estimate by looking at your schedule of exactly how much time it's likely to take, and look for a place in your schedule where you can realistically see carving out that much time. It will really help you to organize, plan, and structure how much to take onto your plate. If the answer is nowhere, then you really need to be able to say no and pass on this task. If, however, you're actually the kind of person who just has difficulty saying no, and it's really out of guilt, if you have a wish to be everything to everyone, a belief that it's necessary to do that in order to reach your ambitious goals, or to please everyone that you love and want to please, then it's time to examine that personality issue. Many people feel they're doing the right thing by everyone by saying yes, yes, yes. When in reality, the failure to be capable of doing everything just causes more consternation for everyone on the back end, especially you. It is likely your list of who you need to please is too long and too over-inclusive. Everyone needs to say no sometimes. In fact, without saying no, there really is no yes. In fact, it would be better to say something that hedges your commitment and come through in the end than say yes and not show up. Try a more realistic approach of saying some no's every week. Make it a point to do so. Finding out the sky won't fall and you'll still be a good person will help reinforce your ability to sometimes say no. After a little practice of being able to say yes and no, you'll grow more comfortable and also grow a more balanced schedule.
What great advice from Dr. Saltz. So here's something good for today. It's helpful to know that how we manage our time is to a certain extent hardwired into our brains. We just need to become more aware of how we deal with time. And no matter what our personality traits, we can get better at time management. Sometimes it can help to create external structures and schedules that keep us on track. Finally, time management also involves occasionally turning down requests. After all, you can't say yes to everything. For more advice on setting boundaries and managing your time, listen to today's episode of our new show, How Can I Help? With Dr. Gail Saltz. If you'd like to join the Seneca Women Network, go to senecawomen.com. There you'll get access to exclusive events and workshops, plus updates on new podcasts and other opportunities to get involved. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.